Order, order.
A house divided over housing, as the government takes urgency to push through legislation it claims is needed to boost the supply of new homes.
This bill, this urgency, is a test as to whether members want to play politics or whether they want to support more houses being built for Kiwi families.
The Minister of Building and Housing, Nick Smith, kicking off the first reading debate on his Housing Legislation Amendment Bill 2016, introduced under urgency despite vigorous protests from opposition parties led by Labour's Andrew Little, who pointed out that the bill was necessary because the legislation for establishing special housing areas expires in 10 days' time.
And so, Mr Speaker, this urgency in this House for this piece of legislation is an expression of the complete and utter shambles that housing policy is in under this minister and this government. That's what this is about. This House is taking its valuable time at this important time of the year to sweep up after this minister yet again because of the total shambles that his policy is in.
Mr Little's description of the bill was very different from the minister's.
Mr Speaker, this bill is about ensuring a smooth transition to the Auckland Unitary Plan. It is about extending the toolbox of special housing areas to regional New Zealand, and it is about making the law clear in respect of government housing programs on publicly owned land.
Nick Smith was supported by the first government speaker, National backbencher Alfred Naro.
This housing legislation does two things in particular. It extends the Act, which we think is important, and it also puts a time limit on the consenting process, Mr Speaker. We think that's important.
The bill extends the time for establishing special housing areas by 3 years to September 2019 and the date for repeal of the Act by another 3 years. Alfred Naro was followed by Labour's housing spokesman, Phil Twyford.
This is obviously not a bill that the government members are very proud of. No. To see the stellar collection of front bench heavy hitters who've turned out to support Dr Smith on this bill. The second member to speak from the National Party benches, Alfred Naro, couldn't even summon up a 5-minute contribution. All the heads are down, they're embarrassed.
That's right.
Sir, because this bill is just the latest in a string of fiascos that passes for a housing policy under this minister, Mr Speaker.
Phil Twyford said Labour could have supported the first part of the bill, extending the time for establishing special housing areas, but not the second part, confirming that offer-back obligations to former owners of land taken under the Public Works Act do not apply to land used for housing.
If you are going to take away people's property rights, then for goodness sake, think about it seriously. Do it in a way that's transparent and open and subject this bill to the proper scrutiny and expert advice and public submissions that a select committee process would bring. Don't ram it through the House under urgency. It's a serious matter when you're taking away someone's property rights. So treat it seriously.
Mr Twyford's point about the lack of scrutiny by a select committee was pursued by Greens co-leader Materia Touré.
Perhaps we could have a day of select committee. We could hear from officials and from those affected to be able to know that we had all of the information right and that when we were passing a law through urgency, that law would be properly considered, properly constructed and effective. Because a large part of the problem with urgency, of course, is that most of the law we pass through urgency is useless and full of mistakes.
Materia Touré's criticism of the bill was echoed by the New Zealand First Party's Dennis O'Rourke.
How dare that minister over there claim the success of state housing areas when after 3 years we see 1,300 houses having been built? Now we have a panic measure to expand that by another 3 years. And that won't help the situation because failure doesn't result from failure. Success won't result from a failure. It'll just be more failure. Mr Speaker, this government shouldn't be allowed one more day in power when it has made such an unholy mess of housing in New Zealand through its own actions.
Debate on the remaining stages of the Housing Legislation Amendment Bill 2016 can continue under urgency until 10 p.m, resuming at 9 on Wednesday morning if necessary. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program was made with funding from Parliament.